Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, a topic I wanted to hit this morning, Roger, is this whole retail thing going on and what's accelerating as the year continues. In addition to the surging number of brick-and-mortar retail bankruptcies, it is perhaps nowhere more obvious in the store closures, which might top, and this is like record-breaking, 10,000 stores this year. Kind of feeling the fallout, sure, of online shopping and Amazon, but the retail sector has been overbuilt for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter where you go, I mean, you go every 5 miles, you can get to a Staples. I mean, you know, it's just a little bit much. Let me go through just some of the closures. January, American Apparel closed 110 stores,
wow,
laid off 2,400 people. The Limited, which the Limited,
they've been around forever.
All the stores, 250 stores, gone January.
Wow.
Wet Seal in February. These are a little lesser known. Eastern Outfitters in Michigan Sporting Goods. March, H.H. Gregg, which just expanded, filed for bankruptcy, closed 88 stores. Radio Shack files for bankruptcy again, closes another 200 stores. I don't know if I need a Radio Shack in my life anymore? I mean,
I used to.
Yeah.
Because when I was teaching, I was building radio and TV stations at the high schools I was at.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often, you just needed to run out to Radio Shack. They always had everything I needed. And get cable and this and that. And they were invaluable to me.
I get that, especially for parts and pieces.
Yeah.
And you know, I get nostalgic about some of these places. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, I can get anything online.
I
don't need Radio Shack. I mean, there's retailers out there, like, you know, you think about the Ace Hardware's and True Values.
Sure.
That, you know, you need something, you're building something, you need it now. You're not waiting around. I mean, there's certain things.
There's some things you need immediately.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait for a delivery.
Yeah.
And there are some things where, you know what, I can wait for the delivery.
Yep. Gander Mountain, 32 stores, all of them closed.
Mm.
Gordman stores closed in April. Payless files for bankruptcy.
Was just heart-wrenched with that because I buy my shoes at Payless.
Well, they haven't closed all of them, but they're closing 800 stores. Let's see what else. Rue 21 closed. Neiman Marcus announced it's not paying interest on a bond to preserve cash. That's kind of a awkward warning sign that something like that would happen. Ventures closing all its stores.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Ventures been closed for 20 years.
Silly.
BB, 180 stores. Sears Holdings. I cannot buy
a world without Sears.
No, I can't imagine they'll be able to survive the rest of the year.
Well, and here's the weird thing about Sears.
What?
They invented online shopping. If you think about it, Sears and Ward's invented online shopping.
That is correct.
Did it in a catalog. And you sent away for it, and it came to you in the mail.
Yeah, and Ward's, and I worked for Montgomery Ward actually back in the 90s in their corporate office. I did marketing and visual for them. And you have to think about this: their catalog company started in 1872.
Okay,
but they didn't open their first store until 1926, almost 50 years after the company started. And I know that seems like a long time ago, anyway, but. Same with Sears. The first Sears catalog was in 88, so Montgomery Ward came first, 88. Mm-hmm. And I believe it wasn't until the 1920s also for them that they opened up their first store. But, you know, you see that a lot now, that online retailers that are out there are starting to open up showrooms.
What was it? Amazon Bookstore.
Yeah. So
I'm like, what?
It's going in reverse a little bit because there's some things that people, and I think they discover as you're doing online shopping, they want to see, feel, and touch what they're purchasing. Now, there's a generation that doesn't. Where do you shop percentage-wise? Do you shop mostly in store still, 20% online? What do you shop? Because, again, I like this because we've got three different generations here.
Sure.
What?
Well, let's see. I've been doing a lot more with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We still go. Bridget still needs to go out and try stuff on as far as clothing goes.
Makes sense.
I do too, but I know where I can find the things that fit me because
mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly a runway model,
mm-hmm.
so I need to pick and choose. So we still kind of go out, though. I cannot stand going to clothing stores.
Yeah.
I get sick to my stomach, literally.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't want to have to hassle with having to return something that's delivered to me that I've bought off, you know, online.
I just had to do that.
You did?
Yeah, I bought, and this is stupid. I've never bought a pair of shoes online, but I did because they were cool and they were on sale, and I was like, okay. So I got this pair of like Adidas.
Oh,
white
okay.
tennies, and they came in the mail, and they're just not at all what I thought they were going to be. Like weird fabric and like kind of a weird like high rise thing that just cut me off at the ankle, really weird. So I put them back, and they do make the return process really pretty easy.
Who's they?
This website, at least, ASOS, okay. ASOS.
Yep.
And it was just like literally they came in this like bag thing, and then you know, I put the box back in and they had like a little slip and I just wrote what was wrong with it. And then I just had to drop it off at UPS. It was prepaid shipping, a label that you just slap on there, which is honestly easier than if I would have had to bring them back to Kohl's or something because that just takes a bunch of time.
I'm with you too.
But still, I don't know. I still prefer physical stores. And I don't know if I'm...
Especially for that because you can actually walk
right.
around
well,
and
yeah,
touch
yeah.
and feel.
But like even for clothes, I mean... My friends all buy, you know, I mean, I'm in my early 20s. My friends all buy their stuff online. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
So what percentage do you shop online versus?
Oh, I would say I shop 90% in store.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm at 50%
wow.
online.
Yeah, 50-50,
for clothes
I think.
Or for everything?
I think, no, you know what? If I need, because there's certain things that are basic that I like. There's t-shirts that I like and socks, the basic stuff, I'll order online because it's not anything different I'm going to purchase. No
but
clothes.
Those are always available. In other words, the one yeah. you like is always yeah. available.
But I would say non-clothing items, I'm definitely 50-50 on that because it's just so quick. I mean, Amazon shows up. Actually, when I'm buying clothes for my kids, my five-year-old, you know, he needs some, you know, not polo shirts, but like, you know, polo-style shirts or T-shirts or shorts. Order them online from wherever.
Do you buy DVDs anymore?
If it's something I want to have, I do, but I probably have about, and Roger's seen this, probably have about 2,000 DVDs.
Yeah.
But I would say I've reduced what I buy by maybe 70% in the last 2 years. But if it's something I really want, like we just bought La La Land, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, good choice.
Yeah. And, we've watched it several times, and the kids like it, and they've showed their friends, and it's just, you know, it's kind of fun.
That was released on YouTube like a week or two before it came out on DVD, so my boyfriend and I bought it on his YouTube account, and then we've watched it like, there was a rain delay at the Cubs game, so we went back to the car and watched some La La Land on our phone. It's just like, that's
the car.
So weird.
Went
yeah.
to the car and do that.
I know, it's crazy.
Just some of the other store closings real quick here. JCPenney, 138, Macy's, 68, Abercrombie & Fitch, 60, Guess, 60, GameStop over 150, CVS 70, Staples 70, Family Christian 240, all of them closing. And you're right, that was one of my points, Roger. Sears and Montgomery Ward, the leaders mm-hmm. in delivering products to your home, and they have not been able to figure this out for the life of them. They
Amazing.
Missed the boat. No,
yeah.
they missed
yeah.
the boat. Now, Montgomery Ward actually still exists. When we closed all the stores in 2001, we sold off all the assets, including the name and the website, and a company, I believe who owns Swiss Colony, bought Montgomery Ward. And so wards.com,
oh.
it looks like the old Montgomery Ward, and you've been able to buy stuff on there for years. The earliest catalog company was not Montgomery Ward. It was in 1845. It was the first catalog company. It was Tiffany's.
Ooh.
In 1845, yep. The earliest still surviving mail order business is Hammacher Schlemmer. It was it began in 1848.
Okay,
and
New York,
and still use, you know, obviously being published. So this year, job loss could top 100,000 retail employees and 10,000 locations. And real quick, the malls, it is predicted that 20 to 25% of all U.S. malls will close by 2022. You know, the new social media used to be going to the mall and hanging out with your friends.
Not anymore.
It's seriously, that is the reason why so many kids and retailers benefited from it. I mean, I hung out in the mall.
Mall marketed towards that. Remember the video arcades that they used to have? What, it was Aladdin's Castle or something like that?
That's exactly
in the malls.
Right. Yeah.
So the kids would have something to go do there. And then many of the malls had movie theaters. So you had that. Mm-hmm. And then the food courts.
Yep.
So that was a great place for the kids to go. It was inside. Parents were happy. The kids were in a safe place.
Yeah.
And but then we turned into the malling of America.
Yeah.
And that was the thing when you mentioned before we were going to talk about this. I made a comment maybe 20, 30 years ago to my wife as we're driving in from far suburbs into the city back to where we live. And I'm like, my God, there are strip malls on every corner. How can so many people shop at these stores? There's not enough people for all of this.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should take some of these malls, and I've seen it happen before, where they turn it into office space, some real creative office space. How about turning it, some of these malls, you know, you might have to knock some of it down, but turn some of it down. And I'm serious about this, because there's malls in perfect locations for this.
Sure.
Strip malls too, into some shelter for the homeless.
Yep.
Let's figure that out.
Yeah.
And let's actually get some green space back.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that
too
as
much
well.
Cement out there.
I agree.